I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden testing positive for COVID and cutting short his campaign trip in Nevada.
President Biden is isolating at his home in Rehoboth, Delaware, after testing positive for COVID Wednesday. The White House said late last night his symptoms continued to be mild, runny nose, cough, and general malaise. The president gave a thumbs up after arriving back in Delaware when asked by reporters how he was feeling. But he walked slowly from Air Force One to his waiting SUV and appeared to need assistance getting into the vehicle. Inside the SUV, he seemed to take a long, deep breath before putting on his mask. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More Democratic leaders, meantime, are calling for President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Former President Donald Trump will deliver his nominating acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention this evening. New details emerging about the minutes leading up to the attempted assassination of Trump. Secret Service officials now believed to have spotted the gunman 20 minutes before the first shots were fired. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like, decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. While the Madison area is adding fewer units of housing than it did the year before, it's still booming post-pandemic. Analysis from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows we would need to add 7,000 more housing units per year to keep up with demand. The number of permits dropped slightly from 2022 to 2023. But when we take a broader view, new building permits increased 78% from just 2021 to 2023. Most of that construction was for multifamily homes like apartment buildings. And the city of Madison will stop picking up big items from apartment buildings. City Street Superintendent Charlie Romine says it's just not sustainable for his department. It takes a lot of extra time and resources. For the last few years, they've used a work order system to pick up things like furniture. But now we have so many large apartment buildings, it's overwhelmed the staff. Starting January 1st, building managers will have 24 hours to get items picked up by private companies. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 by Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we wrap up the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Lincoln Project co-founder Reed Galen will be our guest. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
My mamaw died shortly before I left for Iraq in 2005. And when we went through her things, we found 19 loaded handguns. They were... Now, the thing is, they were stashed all over her house. Under her bed, in her closet, in the silverware drawer. And we wondered what was going on.
Oh, J.D. Vance's meemaw was a big gun nut. Only a convention of gun nuts could applaud somebody having 19 loaded guns in their house right after their candidate has been shot.
Right.
I wonder if somebody asked Glenn Close about meemaw. Lately, because Glenn Close played Mama in the movie.
Yes. Right. This Trump allies gleeful overshooting, keen to weaponize it. Right. Don't buy this bull. Democrats are weaponized. What? Oh my God. This reporting. People on the ground at the RNC are eager to use this shooting to deflect the entirely correct accusation that Republicans, by nominating the man who incited the January 6th insurrection, are the ones endorsing political violence. Instead, they use the shooting to level false accusations at President Biden's administration. One delegate from North Carolina claimed, "We don't really have a lot of trust in the agencies that are going to do the investigation." She hoped for a private investigation because there's a lot of questions about the FBI and who they really work for. Oh my God. Really? And meanwhile, this latest reporting, real quick. I know a lot of people, we have a lot of, our service to America is getting things out of people's craw. Well, just one second. So the 20-year-old registered Republican.
Thank you.
Who nearly assassinated Trump's search for public appearances that he and Joe Biden were going to be making. Mm-hmm. This whole Secret Service fail is friggin' epic, man. Police officers spotted a man who turned out to be the shooter acting strangely before Trump took the stage. Mm-hmm. They notified the Secret Service. Then they lost track of him.
Why are you not following him?
The 20 minutes before the violence erupted, a sniper from a distance spotted Mr. Crooks again and took his picture. Mm-hmm. At least two local officers were tasked with finding him. Despite the concern, the Secret Service allowed Trump to take the stage anyway.
That's wrong.
And as we were saying, the whole like letting them keep popping up for photo ops and waving and like you're just and they some of the pictures they're smiling.
I saw that.
It's just weird.
That's what I said to Lonnie. I said, does it look like they're smiling and why would they be smiling at this moment in time?
Whole thing weird. Mr. Crooks also had typed in major depressive disorder when he was searching the internet. And you cannot remind people enough. Trump's first act when he got into office was to repeal the Obama administration. So that mentally ill people could get guns.
Yep.
It's just, okay. And this new leaked video, I mean, I swear, it's of Trump talking about the assassination attempt.
You have that audio.
Must I?
You
Is it audible or is it?
It's audible.
Okay.
It's audible.
Okay.
Which one?
20.
Okay.
This has been our best campaign, and then I got shot.
Such ghouls.
How does that happen?
That's great.
He's very sore there.
Well, you say, how did that happen? But I got lucky. God was with me. I got it.
Oh, God. Baby Jesus just vomited blood.
Wait. That's what they call a close call. Mm-hmm. That was an amazing, horrible thing. Amazing thing.
Amazing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
He said it makes him appreciate God even more. Yeah. Really? Could he get any more Christian? That's so...
He's a salesman saying anything to get the sale. That's what he's doing there. He doesn't believe in God one bit.
I went to Catholic school for 12 years, so I can confirm that baby Jesus vomited blood. Wait.
Said that. Trying to get the sale.
Okay. Steve in Chicago. Hello, Steve. Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
Could you remind me where I can get those Chris's Wrong t-shirts?
They're not up yet.
They're not up yet.
Oh,
okay.
Chris is slow. We're going to get up a Chris is slow t-shirt. No, it's okay. They're going up today. Today. Okay. Sure. There's a Chris is Right and a Chris is Wrong.
As long as it's.
All right.
As long as it's got a Chris is Hot on the back. But he's had 24 hours to come up.
We can all agree on that.
I don't know about that. Not today.
Yeah, well. He's had 24 hours to come up with a single example of Democrats copying the candidate when they do something ridiculous and absurd.
Yeah, I know.
We would not be putting them on our ears.
That is fully a cult, what we are watching.
Yeah.
We are not. By the way, if any of this infighting can tell you that we're not a cult.
No kidding.
Are you kidding?
No kidding.
This is like, good God. Jody, just these, you know, the order of the tweets I sent you yesterday, right? Just our progression yesterday was just like, oh God.
Went from yay to oh.
Oh. Yeah. Ayala tweeted, new 538 prediction has Biden winning 277 electoral votes. It does not include Wisconsin. The new Wisconsin poll today has Biden now leading in Wisconsin. That would put him at 288 electoral votes. I read the Newsweek headline yesterday, Trump's chances of winning are declining according to a new poll. And then the next tweet up, Jeffries and Schumer, Pelosi privately warned Biden he could imperil control of the House and Senate by staying in the race. I mean, it was talk about like a whiplash news day. Mm-hmm. And then the president getting COVID, which, you know, of course, we just send all the love and light. But you're like, oh, that plays into the narrative. And he looked very frail getting on the plane. And you're just... I just want to envelop him in a group hug this morning.
He's feeling fine.
I need the suit that what's his name?
Bubble Boy.
No, Dustin Hoffman wore an outbreak, but I want to hug him because he has COVID. I just want to envelop him.
Or the full body condom that Leslie Nielsen wore in The Naked Gun.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Yes.
It's funnier.
You. All right. Lots of people, lots of craws. Let's see. Okay. I know everybody's been waiting so patiently. Andy in Delaware. Hey, Andy.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Listen, I was watching Rachel Maddow's commentary on the appointment of J.D. Vance, and she went through his whole shady background of being propped up by billionaires. But one of her conclusions was that Trump would not have picked this nut job if he weren't sure he was going to win.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now,
it is such an extreme pick to be more extreme than Trump. Yeah. He's not making any move to soften or move to the middle.
No. That's true. But I wanted to just say this, is that last night I'm watching 2 hours of primetime TV, and five times I see the anti-Biden, the immigration commercials with, you know, rapists and murderers and drug dealers streaming across the five times across.
Oh, I thought you were going to say into the Republican convention, because that's where most of the criminals are. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, the border.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody is pushing back. There's no pushback from the Democrats, and this is why my conclusion, I don't think the Democratic Party and its leadership has the stomach for this kind of a fight.
I do. I do think, I actually do. Jody, I don't know where you are this morning. I still think we're going to win. I know it feels awful right now. You know what? That's something we should run on, is securing the border into Milwaukee so that all of the criminals and rapists rapists can't come in because Matt Gaetz is there and Paul Manafort and Peter Navarro.
Allegedly with Matt Gaetz.
Talk to Kevin McCarthy.
Not if you talk to Kevin McCarthy.
Talk to Kevin McCarthy about that.
Ryan tweeted, why, tell me please, is Usha Vance stealing her walk-on music, Walking on Sunshine, from Stephanie Miller? She was registered Democrat until 2014. Maybe she's a listener. Hi, Usha.
She saw Trey Crowder.
Thanks for being a step head. There's another true Stephanie Miller story.
Yeah,
she's a crazy liberal woman of color lady lawyer, which is why, oh my God, you knew this headline was coming. MAGA racist lob bigoted attacks at J.B. Vance's wife.
Of course.
Because they're a big bag of racist, sexist, homophobic rats.
Yep.
Newsweek reports some of Trump's white nationalist supporters are unhappy with the choice. At issue is the fact that Vance's wife, Usha, am I saying that right?
I think so,
Usha.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the daughter of Indian immigrants, which is leading some far-right influencers to be suspicious that he won't really be as tough on immigration as they hope. You really can't write this, that both candidates are married to immigrants and they want to deport all the immigrants, which is super funny. Okay. Oh, that wasn't the word I meant. I meant hypocritical. Do we really expect the guy who has an Indian wife and named their kid Vivek is going to support white identity? Asked neo-Nazi podcaster Nick Fuentes. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also Trump dinner guest. Mm-hmm. There is an obvious Indian coup taking place in the U.S. before our eyes, said far-right podcaster Stu Peters. Are you a Stu fan?
I
don't believe I have had the pleasure of listening to the Stu podcast.
I like beef stew. I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, God, all these horrible, horrible races just deserve each other. Okay, Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, like you feel, maybe it's I'm naive or whatever. I've read too many comic books, but I feel we can win, too. And that's why I wish someone would explain it to me like I'm a five-year-old child. What supercalifragilisticexpialidocious polls that the leaders apparently have that makes them publicly now want him to go? By every metric, and I never thought I'd agree with Morning Joe, you know, program over Adam Schiff and people like that, but they ran through every poll the past couple of days that showed that even after Biden's issues and the assassination attempt, he hasn't gone down. It hasn't
Kevin,
hurt him.
All the common wisdom so far has been wrong, and I think that's what just makes us all like... And by the way, Andrew Laufer said what I said, opened the show with, Kev, just what is hurting Biden's poll numbers is the infighting. Chris wanted to say something.
I said last hour that internal polling by the Democratic Party is a much, much larger sample size than your typical media polling. So they see polls that are probably going to be a little more accurate than the media
polls.
And
not 3-4%, but like around a 1-2%.
Oh, okay.
Issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, assuming that's true, the Morning Joe program showed several polls at this time, you know, in the past where a Democrat seemed like they were going to take it and they didn't, and vice versa. It looked like they were going to lose and take it. So you're basically trying to decide whether your internal polls or the general polls are better, and you're trying to take a shot. So the best possible scenario is if you stick with Biden, you have an incumbent. I know every single source of black people, both personally and out there publicly, will be outraged, will feel demoralized if you take this away from them. So you're taking a bet on you're taking a bet, and I just think 50-50.
Yeah.
Assuming there is 50-50.
That's why I think it's very important what Joe Biden says and how he says it. Because you're right. They have made their best case to him, Kevin. They have showed him all the data, the polling, whatever their case is. I think he is, at heart, a patriot. You know, and I I've been out front, Kevin, is saying I'm a huge Kamala Harris fan. You know, my first choice has always been that at some point he passes the torch to her. And, you know, maybe that's how we get our first, scary black lady president, you know, and then America gets used to it and she does a great job, which I know she will. Again, timing, like, I don't know. I do feel like historically this seems suicidal to do it now, but what do I know, right?
Well, when would she come in? Like, what would be more beneficial? Should she take over now, even though I think that's this close to the game, but okay. But should you take over now, or if Biden?
I know. I don't know. I will do whatever my president thinks. When he looks at all the data, when he makes a decision, I will do whatever he says. And that's, you know, hopefully what the rest of our party will do, because I know, you know, that we love Joe Biden. Yes, sir. I assume something horrible has happened.
No. Going back to that that photo that showed Secret Service agents smiling.
Uh-huh.
AP News, Yahoo, Reuters are all saying that was a doctored image.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
So,
yeah. I mean, I guess what wasn't doctored is just, I for the life of me, Chris, I just didn't get them letting him keep popping up. And
that was him.
He was an infant trying to wriggle out of the mother's grasp.
I know.
Grasp.
That was him. Right. Because I get that they neutralized the shooter, but they didn't know in the seconds right after Trump was shot, they didn't know the shooter had been.
He was trying to wriggle out of their grip.
And also, I read that he had gone on an hour late for the event anyway, and maybe they were telling him, no, you shouldn't go on, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, I got to go on. I'm an hour late. Who knows? That's why he went on stage. Could have been his choice. It's all speculation, but it could have been his choice.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a record of saying, I seriously, I don't hate anyone. I hate Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But even when I watched it, I was like, oh, my God, get him in the car.
Yeah, get him down.
You're supposed to jump
Keep
on him.
Keep him down. Not get like, on top of him.
The last thing I ever wanted is for him to be assassinated. I was like, oh, my God, what is happening with the Secret Service? I mean, it's...
But both Don Jr. and others in his circle are saying Secret Service was fine.
Yeah. Can I say one thing? Commander was right. Commander's always right.
That's
true. The Secret Service.
Always.
All right. Malcolm Nance coming up 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Don, Bonnie and Clyde's first Dr. Marty's TV commercial.
Yes.
That we filmed yesterday.
Yes, look for it.
Weren't they perfect little spokes dogs?
They were adorbs.
Oh. I couldn't open the Tilly's Treasures or the, Cod Krispies because I would lose a finger on air and then might look, gushing blood.
And they would wriggle out of your grip like, a president in the middle of a Secret Service scrum.
Thank you, Chris, for that highly inappropriate comparison. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, my doggies love it. They are thriving on it. I'm telling you, it is the best food in the world. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It is not cooked at high heats. I don't understand why lots of dog foods, even the ones they call healthy and organic, are cooked at high heat. That can a lot of advanced glycation end products can end up in there. AGEs. Ooh. As Lucy would say, that was a current reference. Ooh. Yeah, and then Ricky would say, you got some splaining to do, what's in the dog food? Babaloo. Okay.
No.
What? No. Okay. They love it. It is the best food in the world for them. It's made literally of superfoods, raw, freeze-dried, all those nutrients, all that flavor packed right in there. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, my God, it's so good. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played displayed to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code is Stephanie.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, life insurance. The question I get the most is, do I really need it? Now, if you've got kids or a spouse or a loved one who depends on you, then yes, I've got two steps to help you get one. Step one, multiply your annual income by 20. This is how you estimate how much money you want the policy to be worth. It's called the coverage. It's how much money your loved ones get in case the unthinkable happens. Step two, look into a 20-year term policy for that amount. Term is just insurance lingo for a simple form of insurance. It covers you for a set rate of time, a term. The average cost of a 20-year term policy for most folks is between $26 and $30 a month. That's it, two steps to get you going. And then, if the unexpected happens, your loved ones can have some money to support them. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Max Inc. Radio.
If you enjoy great guitar, you won't want to miss Milwaukee's Mojo Perry. He's in studio for our live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Right, point, right. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right. You're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
Chris, what are your thoughts on Biden dropping out?
Shut up.
He told you he could.
Seriously, he has the protein needs of, like, it's like we're keeping, like, a circus lion in here. He has, like, a trough of protein. Mm-hmm.
It's brown rice, chicken, and cashews.
I think people prefer it when we can understand you. I'm kidding. You're smart. You is kind. You is important.
And
you eat a lot of protein.
He's very hungry.
All right. We are searching for Malcolm Nance. I think what the anger is, Jody, is media stuff. Yeah. Chris Jackson said, this is unbelievable. On the same night the RNC delivered mass deportation now signs, NBC anchors praised the GOP for toning down their rhetoric. The media is actively trading in our democracy for higher ratings. The average person, Andrew says, I've been a Republican my whole life, volunteered for McCain, voted for Romney. Voted for Trump in 2016, voted Green Party in 2020. This year I will be voting for Joe Biden.
Yay.
Oh, Andrew Weissman reminding us, to remind folks, Manafort was found guilty by a jury of 8 felonies, bank and tax fraud, then pled guilty to 2 more felonies, including charges relating to tampering with witnesses while out on bail, and was sentenced over 7 years in prison until he was pardoned by Trump. And then also, Peter Navarro was freshly sprung from jail
yesterday
to go to the convention, which is, of course, as you know, the party of Law and Order, mm-hmm. who their convicted felon nominee will speak tonight.
Yes.
Just if you're keeping track of, you know,
things.
Right.
Right. People welcome to the 2024 convention, Paul Manafort. People not welcome, Mike Pence.
Yep.
Okay. Johnny in Florida, real quick. Hey, John.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
I don't know if you guys realize, but
or news media gets their information from the Daily Mail, which is a right-wing rag out of England. But they showed a layout of the speech when Trump was shot at. And I don't know if you realize, but these people behind him are not on the stage with him. They're about almost 5 miles behind him.
Okay. But at a hard break, I don't know what any of it means.
I don't know what he was okay. trying to say.
Looking for Malcolm Nance and also Dana Goldberg coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nationwide, a gallon of gas is about 30 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. The average across Wisconsin is $3.33. In Madison, it's $3.42. Elections and who the president is do not affect the price of gas as much as politicians would like you to believe. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
So the conclusion we draw is gas prices don't really care about elections. They tend to be low some years. They tend to be high other years.
He says presidential administrations have very little short-term impact on gas prices. And Maxwell Street Days begins today. The tradition started in the 70s with shops doing sidewalk sales. State Street looks a whole lot different than it used to, though. Now, instead of mostly boutiques and retailers, there are more bars and restaurants. Maxwell Street Days is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Next year is its 50th anniversary. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 76 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. By Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
That's how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And we've got Dumpster Fire Friday just for you.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
He has overtly supported Vladimir Putin and Russia in his effort to take over the democratic country of Ukraine. And in every way, he is both a neophyte and a novice who has flip-flopped within the last several years after being a never-Trumper and calling him the potential next American Hitler, to now selling his soul so that he can rise the ranks. And Donald Trump loves that. Donald Trump wants a loyalist as much as possible. And it is, I think, very scary to see that this is who Donald Trump would pick when there are others who have governing experience, who have passed bills in the Senate, who have led committees that he could have chosen.
Okay. See, I knew it. I knew if I played that soundbite, it would be like the bat signal and this guy would show up. Let's all preemptively turn our volumes down because I think... Good morning, Malcolm Nance. Oh, he's drinking water.
He's hydrating.
Okay, he's hydrating because it's going to be a sprint.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you saw that, but I'm forced to drink.
Oh, that's not water.
Morning. Yeah, it's a big bottle of water, but that's only because it's before noon. I'm sure I'll be on gin and cyanide by midday.
Oh, my God, Malcolm, where do we start? We were saying we felt like we walked into a news hurricane yesterday. So, I obviously just played, you know, the Dan Goldman soundbite. But let's just start with that Russian state media is celebrating the J.D. Vance, calling him Trumpier than Trump. Literally on Russian TV yesterday, they said if Vance is Trumpier than Trump, if Trump's assassinated, another Trump would remain. He's more anti-Ukraine than Trump. Right? I mean, so let's start there.
Yeah, more anti-Ukraine. First off, I want to call attention to something that I heard at the RNC. J.D. Vance was a Marine, and he knows how it is to serve America. Yes, he was a Marine. He went through Marine boot camp, and he went right into the career field of Marine Corps journalist. Okay? That's what he did in the Marines.
Yeah.
He was, which is great. We need journalists and public affairs officers and things like that to write articles about how they bought a seal off of Oceanside Beach and gave them cookies. I mean, I don't know. But that is not, you know, like Admiral McRaven, all right, or somebody who has really done an amazing job that's worthy of being president of the United States. I saw this week, speaking about J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, their platform is very simple. They're going to pull and cut all funding to Ukraine and give it to Moscow.
Yep.
That's their platform.
Yep.
And Trump is, of course, Trump is not like J.D. Vance. Vance has said just straight openly he's going to cut all funding to Ukraine. The United States should give them nothing. We should let people die. Trump is going to extort them for money again, or stories like he got impeached for the first time. So it's only going to get bad, and then it's going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying, you know, Malcolm, off the top of the show, when America's enemies are celebrating something, take note. But, you know, I mean, we are, what a day yesterday. I mean, obviously, just one thing after another. You know, you had Schiff and then Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer and Pelosi and all of this reporting. The president gets COVID. I mean, it is, you know... So obviously in the latest reporting this morning is that the president is open, is being receptive to what he is being told. I, for the life of me, Malcolm, I don't know. I guess they're looking at internal polling because the polling I'm seeing is still, you know, tied or Biden pulling slightly ahead. So where are you this morning?
Well, I think a lot of this stems from that North poll, which came about a younger Democrat versus Donald Trump. And he, like, blows them away in every swing state by multiple points. Maybe that's what they're starting to see. But let me recalibrate everyone. Get away from the windows. Stay away from the bottles of gin and cyanide. And let me give you some hope here. I don't care who the damn nominee is.
Thank you.
Is.
Yes, please. Hope. Yes.
All right. I don't care who it is. Yeah. If Joe Biden has decided, you know what, it's time to pass the baton the way Nancy Pelosi did over to Hakeem Jeffries and get somebody who's younger in there. I'm a big fan of the two-woman platform, right? A historic platform, so that women will always have the option of having a president, female president of the United States, perhaps the first and the second. But you know what? Don't care. We now are facing an existential threat to American democracy.
Yep.
And I get shoutier and shoutier every day because I see people dividing the party. You know, the Lincoln Project's video where they say, if you can't imagine a world of the United States going into fascism and dictatorship, we did it for you. And the first slide they put up is a divided Democratic Party allows Trump to be elected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my only subject.
Yeah.
Unify, and let me steal a phrase. Fight. Right?
Thank you, Malcolm. And by the way, as I keep saying, boy, they seem awfully sure, as everyone keeps saying, they are measuring the drapes over there. They think this is already won. Putin is celebrating the J.D. Vance pick. You know, I keep talking about Trump saying there is a 100% chance of a terrorist attack on American soil before the election. I'm like, oh, is that the October surprise Putin's planning this time? I mean, it is. I think we have to be prepared for anything this news cycle and in this election cycle, excuse me. And so I, Margaret, I'm a huge Kamala Harris fan. I was for her in the primary. She was out by California. I voted for Liz Warren. And I just, you know, I don't know. I keep saying that the right wing's worst case scenario is that she, you know, he steps down at some point and whenever that is, and she takes the torch. That's my best case scenario, you know, Let America get used to the scary black lady president, you know, and then we know she'll do a great job. She'll have a great vice president. I mean, you know, I've heard all kinds
of. Just think about her platform. She's the former attorney general of California. She's put away a lot of felons. Mm-hmm. And now she'd be up on stage going, let me speak to the people who aren't convicted felons. Right. First, have you seen your parole officer before you came and talked to me and had a debate? I mean, she would just hammer him. My only problem with Kamala Harris and every Democrat is this. You talk too nice, okay? Stop talking nicely to these people. Stop using flowery language. Start speaking plainly to the American public that shops at Walmart and goes to McDonald's. You can speak frankly and pass your message. This is an existential threat to America. No question about that. Okay? Yeah. It was a test case. It was ninth inning in 2020. Now we're talking the end here.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump will have the powers to put any one of you in a prison camp. That's not a joke. That's not hyperbole. The Supreme Court has given him that power.
Yeah.
And you need to understand he will take your rights away. He's already promised it. You women, you already lost your rights, and you're going to lose a whole lot more with J.D. Vance.
Yeah, I'll say. Malcolm, I just keep saying it. One thing, I believe in Joe Biden. I believe in his patriotism. I think he will look at all the data, whatever, but it is his choice. And, you know, I keep saying, I will do what my president tells me to do. And then we got to, as you say, just get her together, you know. Eyes on the prize, because this really is terrifying. I mean, it's so interesting. You know, you talk about, you just retweeted, who has a dog in this fight? Senior Hezbollah leader. This is not a war with Israel. Israel's merely a tool. The main war, the real war, is with America. It's not like they aren't telling us exactly what they think. I mean, one more story I just had to say for you, because speaking of conspiracy theorists, so the director of the Council on American Care, you know, American Islamic Relations, reacted to a report on an Iranian plot to assassinate Trump by peddling a conspiracy theory suggesting Israel was actually responsible for it. It was reported that American authorities had caught wind of an Iranian plot to take down Trump. In response to the increased threat, Secret Service surged resources and assets for the protection of Trump. That was in advance of really? So that was like beefed up Secret Service? Okay. Anyway, he said, are you sure this is not an Israeli plot to ignite another war between the U.S. and countries in the Middle East at its behest? I mean,
Oh my God.
That's the Iranians speaking to those single issue voters in the United States who are going to, I'm telling you, this is, I noticed there were no Middle East protests at the Republican National Convention. Nobody interrupted Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. And there are people planning to do that at this convention in an effort to split off, like the Republicans want, the Jewish vote from Joe Biden. There are people out there who are willing to destroy this country for their single issue. And the Iranians smell it, all right? Hezbollah smells it. Hamas smells it. The Russians smell it. They understand that America and its freedom are more than enough to get Americans to destroy their own freedom and their own country and to work with a dictator.
Yeah.
And these are the same people who could quite possibly be on the first boat, airplane, or bus to a concentration camp.
Yeah. By the way,
I can't
this
even
is...
believe those words are coming out of my mouth,
I know.
But I can see it happening.
Well, you retweeted the New Yorker cartoon with J.D. Vance on the phone. And again, sir, I'm so very sorry I called you America's Hitler, and I'm relieved that you took it as a compliment. I mean, not disqualifying calling someone America's Hitler. I mean,
No. But you know what? I know some people. I've spoken to Mike. I've been on Michael Cohen's podcast several times. Great guy.
Yeah.
You know, he will be the first one to tell you that Trump likes people that self-humiliate, right?
Oh,
that
God.
Grovel at his feet, that flip, and then kiss him. And what he will do is keep him in a constant state of public humiliation until every time he opens his mouth, he will only say what Donald Trump says. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is J.D. Vance.
Yeah. His J.D. Vance's website calls for eliminating all abortion, even for teenage survivors of rape and women who will otherwise die. Now that they've tried to erase all that on his website, it just directs to Trump's website, just whatever he says.
It's okay, we have it.
It's not a cult, but
we have all of that.
I mean, you've retweeted this. J.D. Vance will allow your child to die in service to a fetus that isn't even compatible with life. Mm-hmm. What's worse, he's going to block your access to birth control. He's already voted against protecting your access to it. But let's talk for a minute about bending the knee. So you retweeted Nikki Haley. Just this trying to rewrite J.D. Vance standing up. It's like a double Putin puppet ticket. So he's standing up there talking about how Russia's afraid of Trump and how tough he is. And Nikki Haley tweeted, when Barack Obama was president, Putin invaded Crimea. When Biden was president, he invaded all of Ukraine. When Trump was president, Putin did nothing. No invasions, no wars. That was no accident. Putin didn't attack Ukraine because he knew Trump was tough. A strong president doesn't start wars. A strong president prevents them. Oh, God, where do you even start? Go ahead, Malcolm.
Don't start. All right. I mean, let's just talk about this is the president who secretly gave Afghanistan to the Taliban and wanted to have a big peace treaty signed at Camp David on the anniversary of 9/11. And then tried to pull the United States out of NATO, out of Germany, pulled us out of northern Syria and gave Russia. And remember when they gave Russia the U.S. Special Operations Base? And that from that base, the Russians tried to attack our people and lost 250 soldiers. Donald Trump let the Iranians attack and wound 100 American soldiers with 23 ballistic missiles and did nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it about Donald Trump didn't get us into a goddamn war. Sorry.
Golly, that's okay.
Keep that finger next to that button.
Oh, God.
He's going sailor on your ass.
I'm just saying.
You retweeted Adam Kinzinger. If you believe in a strong foreign policy, the Republicans are no longer your party.
Yeah.
Period.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Look, these people are isolationist turncoats. It is America first from 1939.
Yep.
You know, who is it? Steve Schmidt keeps calling them the New American Bund. That was the name for the Nazis in America who worshipped Hitler. And, oh, by the way, they were the people who were really pushing the isolationism, keep Jewish immigrants on boats like the SS St. Louis out of the United States. One of their top followers was a guy named Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, what's his name? Ford. And, you know, I'm getting lost in my thoughts.
Yeah. And by the way,
I'm 21 years younger than Joe Biden, but this is just ridiculous. We have a party that wants to turn America into itself. And let's be honest. They need an enemy. And you know who that enemy's going to be. I wrote it in my last book. They want to kill Americans.
Yeah.
They is your neighbors. You are their target as enemies.
Yep.
This will make The Handmaid's Tale look like a prequel.
Thank you. And by the way, speaking of Trump being tough, I won the internet yesterday, and I saw you retweeted my highly inappropriate joke that Donald Trump looks like such a giant. See, with that Kotex on his ear, he's going to have to grab himself. Thank you, and good night. Mark Hamill liked it, too. Okay.
As long as Luke Skywalker likes it, you know.
We have one more segment with Malcolm. Hold, please. 49.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's new TV spokesmodels, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, they were adorable.
They were kind of hamming it up on camera.
They were.
That's because they love Dr. Marty.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Marty loves them. He loves your dogs and your kitties. He has made raw, freeze-dried dog and cat food that is it's made all of superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. They are living longer, healthier. They're so fluffy, I could die.
Ah, yeah.
They get the zoomies every day. Zoomy. Okay, it is, none of those, like, byproducts from cooking food at high heat. And also, it sucks all the flavor out of it. What up with that?
Ew.
It's delicious for doggies, Bonnie and Clyde. Love it. You can save 54% off right now on Nature's Blend and get a free pack of Cod Krispies. They can't get them. Oh, my God, they love them so much. And the sound. And then they come over and kiss you, Jody. And I go, who caught a fish? Who's a fisherman? Clyde is. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I need some sleep. Yeah, DrMartyPets.com. Les
something.
Miller.
Something, all right.
Text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big, fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers, believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit uline.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, it is my elixir, it is my morning kick, it's literally the only thing that is getting me, you know, equal parts of that in Chardonnay, but still, morning kick.
Chardonnay.
Pardon me? No, I don't. This is my morning drink.
Okay, well.
And mommy has a little later drink.
Okay.
Listen, I love this stuff. Strawberry lemonade helps me hydrate because I don't like just plain water. And I get 10 supplements in one in there to support my gut health.
I have to press
actually, it does
now.
Support my butt health because it helps my digestion as well. Go sit back down.
It supports all sorts of health.
Helps boost your energy. It has probiotics, prebiotics, you name it, ashwagandha. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, particularly your butt, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Too Malcolm, bad that wasn't on TV because that was funny.
Malcolm Nance is still here with
yes,
us. Oh, look at this.
Yay.
Breaking. Elon Musk fully endorses Trump and said he pledges to donate $180 million, about $45 million a month, to help elect President
Lovely.
Trump. Isn't that fantastic, Malcolm?
Yeah, if any of you are paying for a blue check and you're a Democrat, cancel it today.
Yeah.
Today. Take that money back. He's giving literally your money to Donald Trump. $45 million a month for 4 months.
Yep. And by the way, we are running against the media. You retweeted Chris Jackson, said, I never would have dreamed the press in this country would do their best to normalize a felon who incited an insurrection against our country. It is surreal. It is surreal what we're watching. It really is. There's no other word for it. And you know what, Malcolm? I still believe we're going to win. I get it that today feels terrible. But, you know, I am ready to be shouted at by a Navy guy again. Give us our marching orders. We have about a minute left.
Well, it's very simple. If you guys remember, in 2020, beat the media. Mm-hmm. And I know I was part of that machine for a while, but we beat the media. They had been telling us it was going to be a wipeout against Democrats. Wipeout, 40 seats lost. Remember all of that?
Yep.
You are the people that are going to defeat these people. You getting out there. House, Senate, President, HSP. That's what we're voting for. Dog catcher, blue, right? Mayor, blue. Every position, blue. We have to blow these elections away. And so,
now
is when you got to commit.
Yep. That's right. And if the president says, I've looked at all the data, I'm in, then we're all in. If he says, I've looked at it, I'm going to pass the torch, we're all in.
Yep.
Right? Malcolm Nance, I love you.
I got a banner coming in front of my house. It says, age before dictatorship.
Yeah. Thank you. We love you, Malcolm Nance.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Dan Goldberg next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates Thursday. Very special RNC coverage. Former Governor Scott McCallum at 4:20. Our friend in labor, Rick Smith at 4:30. Join us.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.